Admissions, please. Ruthann, this is Dr. Welby. I have a patient. I'd like to get in there right away. Can you make the arrangements?
He was like the Marcus Welby, you know, that used to be on TV, that used to come to your house.
56-year-old John Warrington is referring to his recent hospital stay for pneumonia, except he wasn't in the hospital. He was at home, FaceTiming with his doctor.
I was pretty terrified to stay in the hospital, to be honest with you.
He participated in a new program being piloted by Orlando Regional Medical Center called In-Home Hospital. Patients with certain diagnoses who need monitoring and intravenous medication are sent home with a computer, a blood pressure cuff, and an IV. Nurses visit the patient at home to explain all of the equipment. They teach the patient how to measure needed vitals like blood pressure and pulse. Instead of a nurse recording all of that, the computer records it.
And then it fed the information back to the hospital, and then a short time later, the doctor would call me, and the picture was clear, and it was just like he was sitting right across the room from me.
Warrington says the experience was great. Patient satisfaction like that is one of the big reasons ORMC is doing the pilot. ORMC Business Development and Innovation Medical Chief Dr. Tim Bullard says the in-home hospital should also result in fewer patient infections and fewer falls.
Also, in the future, with more bundled payment, this looks like it might be a more cost-effective model for delivering care.
Technology could become a cost-saving tool in all areas of medicine. Health Council of East Central Florida Executive Director Ken Peach says the same kinds of technology being used for in-home hospital could help keep people out of nursing homes. Programs being piloted right now use combinations of motion detectors, cameras, and wireless communication wristbands to keep patients at home up to age 105 at a cost of $425 a month.
Now, that seems like a lot, but that's less than $6,000 compared to a nursing home at $60,000 a year.
Smartphones and tablets are already playing a big role. Smartphones can replace EKGs, ultrasounds, even stethoscopes. Think you have a suspicious mole? What if you could simply snap a picture of it and send it to your doctor? ORMC's Dr. Tim Bullard says this kind of technology is already ubiquitous among doctors.
You know, the beauty is you can be virtually anywhere and connect up with the patient.
Mobile devices are being used to avoid needing a doctor in the first place by helping people stay healthier. There are apps that will log your runs and track your calorie intake. Or maybe you need to develop a whole new set of habits. Florida Hospital's Healthy 100 Habits app is designed to do just that. Psychologist Indira Abraham Pratt is part of the hospital's Center for Child and Family Wellness. She says the app is going over well with kids in particular.
Kids love this type of technology. They get that visual feedback from the app. You know, you can set up stars, you can set up happy faces when they do meet their goals. So they like getting that reinforcement.
Technology is even expected to change retail health. Instead of visiting a nurse practitioner at a drugstore clinic, maybe you'll visit a standalone kiosk that has all of the tools for doing a televisit with a doctor. Ken Peach says those types of kiosks are even showing up at the workplace.
Now you would go to a kiosk at your employer in the morning or when you're not feeling well. Those kiosks can be arranged so that they give you an option to basically seek more care, get more information.
Telemedicine, as it's sometimes called, has great potential for bringing down costs while improving patient care. But even more than that, if tablets and smartphones can be used as diagnostic tools, then healthcare can be brought to anyone, no matter where they live. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.